is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my absolutely gorgeous co-host...
Me!
Miss On A Bike.
How are you?
I'm all right, bird. How are you?
Yeah, you can't say that for long.
I know.
It won't be Miss On A Bike.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you get...
No, it's my new business, isn't it?
Oh, sorry. I had three things I could have said there, and you're looking daggers
like,
at me.
Don't you dare say anything.
Don't you dare say that.
Yeah, so it won't be Miss On A Bike soon.
So you're going to be Mrs. On A Bike.
Oh, my God. Don't. Stephen, right, is listening right this second.
Sorry, Steve.
I know. He would have fallen off his chair. He'll be dribbling and everything to even think that's possible. Because obviously it is possible this week, isn't it?
Yes, it is possible this week
that we, as women, can ask our partners.
Think about it, Bird. Fifth time lucky.
And there we go. Well, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Sorry about all that. So what's it going to be?
All right, so I'm not good at that.
Doesn't matter. Go past that.
I'm great at business.
You almost told us what you're going to do, and you've been teasing us with this for weeks.
Well, I'm starting a new business, and it's completely online.
Right.
It's coming away from everything that I've known.
Right.
And it's pure women's empowerment platform, and it's called beautifulbravebody.com.
Beautiful. So you're going to be Miss Body?
I am.
Miss Beautiful Babe Body.
The three Bs. Triple B. Yeah.
Birdie, done a lot of research into this.
Done a lot of what do women want to hear. Right. And it just runs alongside the new book that comes out in a couple of months.
Sweet. So what are we going to call you, actually?
I don't know. Beautiful.
Yeah.
You can call me that.
I'm not adverse
to that.
We're not going to have to revert to Sarah Ann, surely.
Good God, no.
No, God, no.
Could you imagine it?
Yeah.
No, Bird. Bird was always there long before the business.
Right. Okay.
Everybody's called me Bird since I was 17.
Right. Okay.
But yeah. No. So it's nice. It's nice to have it. It's a limited company, which is great. So it just starts off again.
Is the website up yet?
No. And that's the thing, isn't it? Where do you start with a website? So the website is not up. That's why I didn't want it too much, because people go, right, Beautiful Brave Body .com. There's nothing out there yet.
Yeah, okay.
But it has to start somewhere. So the name was there. I got the .com, which was good because I wanted it to be global.
Yep.
And you can have an opinion on that, whether you think that would... Go on.
With the drawback of you being global, Bird, you should have learned by this.
I can't help it.
You can't enter the Ashford Business Awards because because you're not an Ashford business. You're a global business.
I'm a global business.
Yeah. And we don't do global awards. Maybe we should.
Maybe we need to be thinking bigger and wider.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with it.
I've gone the opposite to you. You've gone community and local.
Yep.
I've gone community, global.
Global. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, how are you?
I'm all right.
What do you mean, all right? You're a bit feisty today.
Yeah, no.
Our poor guests, they've never met you before, and I just feel for them. I'm so sorry. That's all I can say.
I'm in a mood. Tell us why.
Yeah. Can we help you?
No. I just woke up in one of those kind of
it's
moods.
It's bizarre. And yet tomorrow, fine. Nothing would have changed,
but
it'll be fine. I had one of those days yesterday.
Yeah. Now, the older I get, the more stressy I get. That's what it is.
Isn't it supposed to be the other way around?
Yeah, probably. But, I like to defy logic.
Okay. What are you stressed about?
Oh, you know, just life.
Like what?
Yorkshire tea.
Okay.
Dear. Yeah, have you not seen this?
No.
Oh, it was a big Twitter spat for the last couple of days.
You've been having one.
No. Everybody in the entire world on Twitter, it's not even worth going. A Tory politician took a photograph of himself making a cup of tea using Yorkshire tea, and some woman posted that Yorkshire tea ought to be banned, and, you know, everybody ought to cancel it and not drink it because some Tory politician drank it, yeah?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then the poor company
got inundated with thousands of people being rude to them, and the social media person at Yorkshire Tea was absolutely brilliant. I think it was a she, worked all her socks off all weekend being polite to everybody and being funny and clever and just trying to take the sting out of the situation. But there's so many idiots out there that just want to make a fight of everything, and it's, you know, pointless.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, loads of people have gone out and bought Yorkshire tea just as a look, I saw someone this morning said, I've never drunk tea in my life, but I went and bought 1,000 Yorkshire tea bags just to get my own back, you know.
But isn't this the gift of social media? You actually don't know what's going to go viral. So you can try and make viral content or content that's going to absolutely make an impact. Yes. You've got no idea. Oh, please stop doing that.
I can't
Do you
help
know
it.
How ridiculous
I know, I can't help it. It's
He's
my
got
phone.
New I've got iPhone a new phone. 11. It's, other phones are available.
It's an iPhone 11 Pro Max.
Wow. Yeah, but you can't use it.
I can't use it unless I look at it and I have to keep looking at it because no matter the fact.
And you're a tech man.
Well, I've got the screensaver set to like 10 minutes, but it still keeps turning off. Useless thing. Anyway, I want to say a big thank you to today's show sponsor.
Who is it?
It's the lovely folks at Cyberfort. Cyberfort are cyber security and protection people. They advise, detect and defend your organisation from cyber attack. And not only do they look at your digital information protection, they look at your protection in total for all of your data, whether it's digitised or on paper. So cyberfortgroup.com, check them out. They also own The Bunker. Which is a data center based at Sandwich. It's a nuclear bunker. It's a former military bunker, and they use it as a data center. And it's good. Have you been there, Bruce? Have you seen it?
I haven't been there yet.
It's an amazing place. My servers are there, and it's an amazing place. It's just really, it is literally a nuclear bunker. It's underground, under concrete, and it's a fantastic, secure place. And it's worth a visit just for the hell of seeing it. So a big thank you to Cyberfort Group. We want to hear from you. The businesses out there in the southeast of England, you can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. You could call me if you really wanted to on 01233 220035. I don't recommend it because I never answer the phone, but there you go. It's Ashford 01233 220035. You could email me at hello.
I'm not laughing at you.
Are you not?
I'm not laughing at you, but what's the easiest way to get hold of you?
Twitter.
There we go. What do you want us to do? Just tell people.
Well, you can email me at hello at bizradio.co.uk. I've got three.
No, you have not.
I have. Oh, you could tweet
just
me.
Just ring. Please ring. No, it'd be funny. Not,
I wouldn't even know if it rang anyway because I can never see the light. If you rang on my phone, I'd just look at it and wonder why it didn't answer.
You're going to panic.
Just see
in
what
about
I did there.
I'll
look at it.
Oh. You're going to panic in about 2 minutes.
Why? Is the phone going to ring?
No. No, but you will.
Oh, why?
The blood will go right from your body into the
Have they been tweeting already?
The gifts have started coming.
Have they?
May the force be with you. That's all I'm going to say to you.
Oh, blimey. It's Pancake Day as well, isn't it?
I wouldn't worry about Pancake Day.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I was never sure what kind of pancakes they would tweet us, to be honest.
As far
you
from
can, you can tweet me at VanillaWeb.
Thank
goodness. But use the hashtag BBunker, please, so that we can find it. Yeah.
Okay.
I've had a tweet already from Michael Park Surveyors, and they say, hello, Vanilla Webb, Bird on a Bike. We'd love a Business Bunker shout out today, please, on the show. That's Michael Park Surveyors. They're a chartered surveyors, property management company, specialising in the southeast of England, based over in Medway. You can follow them on the Twitter at MPSL.
I'd like you to go on to just refresh your notification now on your Twitter.
Here we go.
Show your face to it. Come
okay.
On. You can do it on your computer.
No, no, it's too
Why
hard.
Are you doing it on your computer?
All right, okay. Oh, Amanda's been on.
Oh,
yeah.
And she's sending you a GIF.
Right.
So it says, yippee, it's Business Bunker Day with Vanilla Webb and Bird and a Bike. February is an exciting month this year. Maybe some surprises for some people on the 29th of February. Winky face.
A stunned silence.
Yeah, I told you. All the blood's gone from your body now. I warned you.
I'm sorry, love. I'm not home that day.
So, for all you ladies out there, if you don't know, 29th of February
is
your day to get down on that one knee and ask the love of your life to spend the rest of his days
I'm
with
not
you.
Even going to say anything there. I know, dear.
Don't worry, I've been saying to Stephen, I said, love, it's my year. And he's like, he went, you won't. He's absolutely assured. Or will I?
You can always say no.
Well,
it's a bit embarrassing, but you can say no.
As men, how does it feel? You know, do you know what I mean?
Well,
is it worrying? No. Is it worrying?
Well,
ask that question, or did you already know?
He doesn't. It would worry my wife more than me.
Yeah.
But when you asked, was it? Did you just think she's going to say yes, or was it? What if she says no? Was there any hesitation?
For me, in both cases, there was no hesitation. No.
Right.
Well, I've only been married once.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask.
Was it a leap year?
No, it wasn't.
Wow.
She
it just happened.
She just, wait, you were getting married and that's the end of it. Okay, fair enough.
I just find it interesting because I wouldn't, as a woman, I wouldn't. And I'm confident and strong, but I still wouldn't call me old-fashioned.
Well, there
anyway,
you go.
So anyway, there we are. Business to the time.
Keep the gifts coming. Keep your interaction coming. Don't forget to use the hashtag BeBunker, otherwise we can't find you because we get so many tweets. Do you want to read us something?
Yeah, I will read you something. So to mark our over 10 years of Women in Business luncheons, we thought we'd do something special this year and give you the opportunity to really get to know each other in a relaxed and informal way. Women in Business luncheons is going to Bruges on the 18th of June. You need to look at the details. They're on www.kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I like Bruges.
It's all right.
I like Bruges, especially at Christmas time. It's really nice at Christmas time. Yeah. I haven't been there in the summer. Not recently, anyway.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to Boulogne soon.
Why?
My son and his wife and my grandson bought us tickets for the aquarium in Boulogne.
It's amazing. Yeah. Have you been?
No, I haven't.
And oh, my God, it's amazing.
Yeah, people keep telling me that. And two or three people I know have been recently. We're going for a couple of days. We're going to stay on Le Touquet and then pop along to the aquarium.
Yep. Yeah, you'll have a great time. I love Boulogne. Yeah. Out of Calais or Boulogne. I love that.
Well, Le Touquet. I mean, Boulogne's a bit of a dump, but...
Sorry about that, everybody.
yeah, so we're doing that at Easter. Yeah.
What have you got going on in business?
Oh, blimey. I've got a TV studio.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. It's a bit of an accident. It was a bit of an accident, but it works.
Who's it for? Who do you want to use it?
Anyone that wants to hire it and pay me money, basically.
Oh, okay. Good.
It was interesting. We created this event space at Fruitworks, and we built a small stage there because we have open mic and stuff there fairly often. And we put uplighters in it, and it was all very nice. And then 2 weeks ago, I got contacted by a company that wanted to make a television programme about me. And I go, oh, no. And they said, well, it's all right, we'll come to you to do it. And I'm like, OK, then. But I'll be in Canterbury thinking they'll give up. And they went, oh, no, that's fine, we'll come to Canterbury. Have you got somewhere where we can film you? And we were still fitting out the room at the moment. So I said, well, I can chuck the builders out and we can do it in there. And when they came, they said, oh, this is perfect. This is, I didn't realise you had a TV set here. And I thought, ah, there you go. So I've been...
Absolute accident.
Yeah, it was an absolute accident, but it's perfect. It's perfect if you want to film an interview or a small panel. It's well lit. It's got a white back wall so that you can green screen it if you need to. It's just perfect. It is the perfect place to do an interview.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So we're now renting that out if anybody wants to make TV programmes or video content or
anything like that. It's funny because I've just bought a load of vlogging stuff because that's exactly what will be going up on Beautiful Brave Body.
Mates rates.
Free, hopefully. What do you mean, mates' rates?
Oh, come on.
I'm more than that, anyway, for God's sake. I'll come in here every week.
That's true. Oh, come on, I've got to make a living.
I think you're doing very well. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, no, it's perfect for things like that.
But isn't this what we say all the time about business, is that literally most of us fall into it onto something that was never a plan of yours, even 2 weeks ago?
Absolutely. An acquaintance of mine, Matt Ridley, the science writer, is just, I'm not sure if the book's out now or it's out next week. He's just written his latest book, which is about how innovation occurs. And it is entirely about how things evolve rather than get planned into existence. Even if you start off with a plan, you don't normally end up with what you started planning to do. Yeah. And that is so true. Anything is an evolutionary process. And also we have this thing. We may even talk to our guests about this later, in education, where we tell young people that, you know, that the pneumatic tyre was invented by Joey Dunlop or someone. I made myself laugh then.
It wasn't.
But nothing's ever invented by a single person, ever.
No.
Yeah, it's always a collaboration. It's always people building on the work of other people. And then someone gets to the patent office first and registers the patent or gets acknowledged generally because they talked about it more as being the inventor. Even Darwin himself with evolution, you know, he wasn't the first person to come up with the idea.
Well, his father was doing it long before.
Yeah, and he was talking to a chap called Wallace who actually did a lot more of the research than Darwin did. And Darwin acknowledges the role that Wallace played in it. But we, you know, if you talk about the theory of evolution, everybody says Darwin. No, it's just the way it is, isn't it? But creativity is a series of steps taken by lots of different people that kind of end up somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Cool.
Good. I want to tell you about this. It's a new company that's been launched, and it's been launched by a lady called Abby, and it's called Wine Tours of Kent. Yeah.
Well, we've got a lot here.
Yeah, we have. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. They've invited me on an exclusive tour, which you can't come on because it's a media-only tour, but... Anyway, I want to tell you about it. It's a unique opportunity to experience...
Well, you don't even drink.
I know. They invited me
on
a wine tour.
Amanda's going to love it.
Yeah. It's a unique opportunity to experience Wine Tours of Kent with a wonderful Abbey as your tour guide. The trip will allow you to visit some of the best vineyards in Kent and relax overnight in a beautiful retreat with sumptuous food. There's a media event that this is about, but... If you go to their website, which is winetoursofkent.co.uk, they do lots of tours. They do loads of corporate experience days, and they do vineyards and breweries, because there's a lot of breweries in Kent as well. And then there's the opportunity to stay in a wonderful cottage and presumably drink more wine until you fall over or something. So do check it out. It's winetoursofkent.co.uk. I was talking to some people about... the Kent wine business, and they were saying how big it's going to be in the next 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
With climate change on the one hand and exiting the European Union on the other hand, we can now produce more and more wine because the weather's getting a bit warmer and people are starting to look at producing red grapes now. And they can also call it champagne if they want.
Well, that would be interesting.
Yeah. But I don't think anyone will.
No,
but they could
won't.
If they wanted to.
Yeah. But when we've done a couple of tours with, say, Gusbourne, they were actually saying to us that land, say, for example, in the Champagne region, is ridiculously expensive.
Yep.
You can't get it for love nor money. So that's why Kent is so important to them, that they can actually find similar land, similar climate in this pocket of the southeast. And that's why they're here.
Well, was it Bollinger?
Bollinger bought
a huge, huge vineyard in Kent. Yeah,
he did. Yeah.
But the people I was talking to were saying, what's it called? Viniculture? Viniculture? Is that right? Anybody here? Anyway, grape growing.
Wineries.
The actual growing of grapes is set to be a major, major Kent industry over the next 20 years, worth a significant amount of money.
And you've got one of the best schools in the art of building up either a winery or a vineyard and understanding soil and things. It's in this area because I bought Stephen a course years ago.
Right, okay. Mm. Well, Amanda and I went to Hush Heath Vineyards a few weeks back and a fantastic tour. I mean, I don't drink, but it's still a fascinating thing on the winemaking process and how they do it. Yeah, really good. Cool. What you got, Bird?
Oh, I've got loads. I would like to take this opportunity to invite you and your listeners and any colleagues, families and friends to one of the most fabulous spring concerts. The Medway concert will be held on Thursday, the 26th of March at St Mark's Church in Gillingham. That's the corner of Canterbury Street to High Street. It'll be from 7 p.m. in the evening till 8:15. And the Centium Singers will also be performing with us. The Maidstone concert will be held on Thursday the 2nd of April, and that's at St Martin's, and that's in Shepway, and that's from 2 till 3 in the afternoon. Admission is free.
Free? How much?
It's free.
Is it really?
To both concerts.
Doesn't cost a lot then.
And refreshments will be served afterwards. The musicians overcome extraordinary challenges every day as part of their mission is to help them show that they can achieve and what they can offer and what they can teach us all. You cannot fail to be inspired. So please come and support. You need to go to www.themusicmanproject.com. Brilliant idea. Love it.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's really brilliant. There's loads of stuff like that happening in Kent as well. You know, my little charity, the Kent Deaf Children's Society, we've got a choir. We've got a deaf choir that competes in international things. And the lovely Rebecca Barnier, she sets popular rock music to sign language. which is brilliant. You got to watch her videos. They're fabulous. They really are fabulous. Give her a follow on the Twitter. They're really brilliant. So I think, talking about music, it's time for some cheesy tunage.
Well, just before you do go into that, so it gives you some idea. And I love it when everybody comes up with on Twitter. So welcome, Tracy Ann. She's a bit tuned in into, she missed a live, missed the first 25 minutes of our show. But she's put, a wine and brewery tour sounds interesting. Grape growing is viticulture.
Thank you.
You were nearly there.
Thank you, Tracy Ann. Yeah. That's really good. Viticulture. Mm. Yeah, I know it was Vivi something. Yeah. Well, I nearly said vivisection, but that wouldn't have been good, would it?
Thank the Lord you didn't.
No, we wouldn't have wanted any of that.
Anyway, what tune you got?
Well, what do you think?
I've no idea, because you won't tell me. No idea.
Anyone? Oh, come on. Paul Simon. Me and Julio. Down by the schoolyard.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Or what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose and the Queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the Queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
My Careers Options gives real career choices for your child's brighter future. Through simple, fun questions and puzzles, your child will discover careers they can do, want to do, and which suit who they are. My Careers Options unique careers report also supports the school to help your child make informed decisions about their future education and careers choices. 50% off today with code BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk. That's BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, welcome back. Bit of Paul Simon there. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Yep, it's a bit off the Richter scale a little bit, wasn't it?
It's a bit what?
It's a bit off, wasn't it?
Off?
Yeah.
In what way?
Didn't get it.
You didn't get it?
Didn't get the connection, no, didn't get the tunage, didn't get anything.
No.
One cheesy.
Yeah, nobody will get it until I introduce the guests in the second half of the show, will they? That's that.
You snarled at me then. You really went, oh.
I curled my lip. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
You are stressed and angry today.
Yeah. I'm a pussycat.
Oh, got an angry Paul Andrews today.
I'm a Leo. Cool, blimey.
Cool, blimey.
Or something.
Yep.
Cool.
We've got a lot of tweets going on.
We have. I'll tell you what, you can read one while I prepare myself to read this email.
Okay, so we've got, hey, Bird and a Bike, can we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please? We're proud sponsors of the Networkers Networking event at East One Manor on the 18th of March, and that's from Fruit Bowl Media. You've also got another one from Fruitworks, so while you're preparing, do you want me to keep going yourself?
No, go with the Fruitworks one, and then I'm going to read this.
Okay, hey, Bird and a Bike, can we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please? You won't believe this. Our new Canterbury event space is now open with Coffee Shop, which launches on the 1st of March. And did you know they've got a new TV and video studio set up
for
hire?
Blimey.
And guess what? You only need to email hello@fruitworks.co, not .com, .co, to get some hiring going on.
Blimey, that's a coincidence, isn't it?
Who knew?
Who knew? Yeah. The Venues and Events Expo Southeast 2020 will be opening the doors to the third annual Vexpo, and we'll be hosting Vexpo in a brand new venue, which is more central in the southeast of England, and it's going to be at the Hampshire Court Hotel, which is on the outskirts of Basingstoke. We'll have over 80 amazing exhibitors showcasing the very best venues and suppliers based in the southeast, giving you the chance to connect with them and get to know what they can offer you and your clients. Plus, we'll be running some fam trips, that's familiarisation trips, after the expo to allow you to truly experience what the Southeast has to offer. Put the date in your diary and we'll send you more details as soon as we've officially launched. And they have now officially launched, and the date is the Thursday, the 14th of May, and the event is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and you can book your free tickets or find out about having an exhibition stand by going to venuesevents.expo.co.uk. Venues with an S, events with an S, expo.co.uk.
Awesome.
Be there. It's going to be good.
We've got Tabat Official, Vanilla Web, Bird and a Bike. Would love a shout out, please. We are hoping to be listening in live. You are, Tracy Ann. You are. A few remaining tickets on our Practical Essential Management Skills course, which is on the 19th of March. Guess what? You got 20% off tickets, and you need to go onto their link that they've got there in the Twitter. So just go onto them. But we will have them in our website, won't we? On our link there as well.
Yep.
Each ticket is £132 plus VAT. And guess what? You have lunch. You just turn up and spend the day learning about management skills.
The website is tabarkerassociates.co.uk/essential management.
Cool.
Is what it is, but you'll find the link on the radio website as well. We've had a hello from City Way Osteopaths too, with a lovely little pin man gif. So thank you for that.
Rock cool. Fit with Sarah's been on. She's put today's the day to listen to this fab radio show. Thanks, Sarah. With these beautiful people, Vanilla Web and Burn the Bike from 1 o'clock. Have a happy pancake day to you all. This week's Rock Fit class shall be known as Work Them Off Wednesday. You can go on to her link, which is bookwhen.com, and that's with Rock Fit with Sarah.
Have you seen the gift from Phil Wilson? Pip drums.
No, what yet?
It's a fantastic photograph of some drums with a frying pan on, and it says, "Don't forget to drum up your pancakes." For those that don't know, Phil Wilson, Pip, is the drummer with Mud and various other bands, and a fantastic percussionist he is too. So thank you for that, Phil. And I think he's at home at the moment, I think, because he's been touring all over Europe just recently, but I think he's back home at the moment. Send us a tweet.
Yeah.
Tell us where you are, and tell us where you are next.
Well, Tracy Ferguson, she's put, she just realised what it is this weekend. She's put, Mike and I are away in Brighton for this birthday weekend. Or are you, Tracy? And now he will be scared. There's some scared men around this weekend.
Yeah, watch it, Tracy. It's a big 6-0 for Mike, so don't come at him too, you know, give him some warning.
I'll tip him over the edge,
yeah,
surely.
Give him some warning. Yeah.
It's funny because it's my 50th this year, and a couple of my clients were saying
we're
to me
we're supposed
this morning,
to say, no.
No, yeah. You're not at all. No,
hold on. No, 50,
and,
you.
And I don't even think about it, but a couple of my clients were saying that.
Does it bother you?
Not at all. No. They were saying their 60th bothered them. I was like, really? How interesting is that? I don't
kids
know what.
They're kids. 60. Do you know what the government have done to me? I'm 65 this year. You know,
they've upped the pension.
Yeah, they sent me a thing saying, calculate your pension. So I calculate my pension. First of all, they went, hold on a minute. You've been paying in too long. I went, no, I started work when I was 14 and I haven't missed any NI payment. And they went, well, you could have this, but you can't because it's past the maximum. And anyway, you can't have it till next year now because anybody born after April this year, it goes to 66 for men. It's not on, is it? I've been waiting for my bus pass for ages. How am I going to get here?
To Scotland, you get your bus pass at 60.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but you don't want to go up there. They're blue people. They're angry. No, it's cold. Yeah.
Blue people.
They are blue. I can only say that because Stephen's Scottish. He's an angry Scottish chicken.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah, he's so angry. Yeah.
What's he angry about?
Oh, you'd be if it was cold like that, wouldn't you, all the time?
Yeah, I suppose. And you were wearing a skirt with no underwear. Yeah, yeah. True. And that's just the blokes, yeah.
And you lost to the English all the time. We wouldn't be happy either, would you?
No, you wouldn't really. Yeah.
Years ago,
I used to work as a motivational speaker, and I was speaking at an event in Glasgow, okay, and it was the Monday after England had absolutely smashed Scotland at rugby. We absolutely murdered them. And I just got up on the stage and I went, and that crowd, it was hang the sassanak. And I lost them completely. My motivational skills were completely out of the window, I tell you.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk to our first guest. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the show Mr. Bruce Kidd of Operational Accounting Systems. Bruce, welcome back.
Thank you for having me again.
It's always a joy to see you. Oh, blimey. Somebody's trying to call me for some reason on my mobile, which isn't a good thing. Tell us what you've been up to. Tell us a bit about operational accounting systems and let us know what's what.
No problem. So firstly, OASIS, or Operational Accounting Systems, or OASIS as we like to call ourselves, is a software company, and our aim is to help businesses out there to streamline the processes they use within the business to increase their productivity through the software systems that we supply. So lately we've been up to trying to do a lot of events. We're getting around. We do a lot of social media. And I've got a really important event coming up in a couple of weeks' time, which is our payroll seminar aimed at our customers. As it's the time of year when everybody needs to look and think about their payroll systems and the changes that is coming in from HMRC from the 6th of April onwards, it means that most of these guys have to have an upgrade. But we do this complimentary event because we inform them of what's happening, how it's going to affect the software, and we also just give a little bit back. So we'll be looking at how our products are evolving into the next level of product that we're going to be having. And we're also looking at other products that we deal with in, for example, EasyStock, which is an inventory optimization tool, how that would work. So just kind of giving our customers on the day a little bit of extra information, really, about what's happening. I've got the HR department, for example, doing a talk about the employment law changes coming in from April onwards and how that would affect business. And then we'll be ending in looking at specifically at Pegasus, the payroll side, and how those changes were implemented in the software and how the customers need to process going forward after changes have been made for April and how it would affect what they do.
Okay, cool. I'm getting loads of messages from home saying the burglar alarm's just gone off. How do I turn it off? Why the burglar alarm's gone off? I have no idea. Okay.
That might be a situation.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't on. That's the worrying thing. Anyway,
okay.
So there's lots of things that you're doing, lots of things that you're involved in. And, of course, the government are being very helpful by inventing loads of new things for us to worry about and to get involved in and get regulated by. I also see you've been very active, talking about TV studios and all the rest of it. You've been doing a lot of vlogging just recently as well and trawling around with videos. You've been to Fruitworks as well.
Absolutely. We've taken a decision as a company to become more online, if that makes sense. So we try and do a lot more videos, a lot more information pieces with content out there that relates to what we do in a way. But, you know, I don't know. You know me very well. I always say software is quite a boring subject.
Yeah.
For me, it's not, but because it's my business. But for most other people, it is. So we have to find a way of how we will interact with the audience out there looking at what we do. And I find that the online side is allowing us to create this whole new audience that are looking at what we do. They're starting to associate myself and Oasis with software. So I'm starting to get a real kind of influx of people asking about software, not necessarily the software I sell, but there is now starting that association. So, yeah, we've taken this decision to really kind of push what we do online. I'm trying to, for example, I've been on the KMTV News business show several times just to go and talk, to introduce myself and to talk about business subjects going forward. Obviously, I'm on the radio side. And again, you know, it's just raising an awareness of what Oasis does, because for very long, I found out there, I want to say even up to the beginning of last year, when I speak to people about Oasis and or operational accounting systems, as we are called, they very often think we're accountants, and that's the one thing we're not. We all have accounting knowledge, and we use that in how we deal with our customers and supply the software, but that's not what we do. We supply business systems that helps businesses out there to manage themselves and how they do and how they operate on a day-to-day basis.
And there's loads of stuff to talk about in that. One of the things that fascinates me about software such as yours and systems such as yours is how few organisations utilise things like yours, not just your software, but software like
any
yours,
software,
and systems to make themselves more productive. We're still not making use of the tools that are available out there to make our organisations as productive as they could be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah? I think it's a real problem, especially for very established businesses.
Yeah.
They don't tend to want to take that step to make a change in the business for the better because they can't see how it would be better for them. You know, last week when I was on the telly, we talked about the W.A. Turner company that went down, and they were very well established business over 50
they've been
years.
Around a long time.
You know, they were crucial to the Tunbridge Wells area, but yet they went under selling a product that they've always sold and doing good at selling it. However, the market has changed, and they didn't make changes in that business to go with what the market wants, with how people are changing and how the buying habits are changing. And if you don't do those things, you stay behind. You know, I mentioned on the program, like Blockbusters, everybody knows what happens to them. Suddenly no one wants to go to a shop to have a video. You go online, and they didn't take that step.
You see it so often that people are scared to lose the custom they've got already, so they try to hang on to it for dear life and, you know, their company gets squeezed and squeezed and squeezed and squeezed until it goes and there's nothing left.
Absolutely.
And you can see that even in modern technology. I don't know if you remember this, and this was partly the fault of the European Union at the time, who got very feisty about this and then made a big mistake with it, but it was more to do with the company itself. Back in the mid-1990s, the world's number one mobile phone supplier was a company called Nokia. Okay, who were a Finnish wood company. That's how they started. They grew forests and made wood pulp. But they diversified into technology, and then they started making phones, and then they became famous for making phones, and they started making phones, and they became the number one supplier of phones in the world. When Apple launched the smartphone, they went, nah, that will never take off. It's far too expensive. And at the same time, they were coming under the cosh from the EU, who didn't like their monopoly position, and the EU were trying to minimise what they were doing. And in order to comply with that, they said, well, we won't compete then. That worked.
But it's like everything. And I do think this even about Blockbusters. What if they'd been right? Yeah, you cannot predict, just like that viral thing that happened. You can't predict sometimes the way the marketplace is going to react.
But businesses are cyclical as well. And you could always, there will be, it's like vinyl records. Yeah. Vinyl records have made a huge comeback.
Yeah.
In a completely different way to how they were when they, you know, were the only way of listening to music. They've become a retro collector's thing. Yeah. It will never be as big as the music industry was when vinyl was the only thing, but it is a big thing. So you can, you know, there will come a time when somebody launches a CD or videotape That's business. Right. Yeah, they will. Yeah. But it's never going to be the mainstream of what it is. And yeah, you may be right, but 99 times out of 100, you're not. Yeah. Because technology will just take part. And it's not just technology. It's not even technical innovations. It's just new ways of doing things can take you out of the market if you're not careful. And especially if you're not running systems that keep you informed about what you're doing, which is kind of ties back to where Bruce is with the integrated systems they run. If you haven't got a handle on your numbers, if you can't see the dips in your sales, if you can't see that your costs are going above your income, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
But not, you know, so many businesses, especially small businesses, have no idea. They don't even know whether the product they sell is viable.
No, they don't, because they don't have this ability to have, I want to call it live data, but I don't mean it's live data, but it's access to whatever is happening in your business.
It's active data, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Because they don't have access to that, they can't make proactive decisions, you know? When you think about running a management account, for example, if you've got an integrated system, you go, you run the report, and you've got it within minutes. But if you don't have the ability to do that, and you have to ask Mabel and Sue and Jeff and John to bring you the five spreadsheets to bring it together, it takes you ages. And then you can't really trust the figures either because people have put it in. Yeah. So there is that error that goes into that. So I find that with those companies who are dealing with kind of systems that gives them information as and when things happen, they can make those proactive decisions. They can see, oh, I need to put a sale up because my product is not selling, or the trend has been last month that we double sold something, so I need to prepare for that. And if you don't have that ability and it takes you 2 months to figure out that 2 months ago I had a problem with a product, 2 months and 60 days have passed before you can do anything about it, you know. And I think that's where the problem lies, and I find that very difficult sometimes when I speak to customers out there, because they're not in that situation of having access to information as and when they need it. They can't see how that would actually work for them, and therefore they don't want to make those changes, because what's Mavis going to do? She's always been putting this in forever and ever. Yeah. And, you know, and that is really, it's a cultural change within business. And that's sometimes when I find the very long established businesses, they are very much more difficult to kind of try and convince that you need a change in the business to someone who's been going for 4 years and they're kind of at the forefront and they know and they see the differences these things can make for them.
Absolutely. You know, so. I'll give you a classic example of someone that succeeded by having a huge courage to do something. Back in the day, at the advent of the internet, when job ads suddenly started to filter onto the internet, in the computer industry, there were two trade newspapers, Computer Weekly and Computing, okay? And back in the day, Computer Weekly could charge, and I'm not lying because I paid it, £45,000 for one full page in Computer Weekly of job ads, yeah? It's a no-brainer, okay? When Jerry launched JobServe, the industry sat there and looked at it. Computer Weekly went, we're going to get killed over this. We need to do something about this. And they took the huge gamble, and it was a massive gamble, to stop their print advertising and go online. And their revenue plummeted, yeah? It absolutely plummeted. Computing went, nah, we're going to stick with the paper. And they went bust. And CW Jobs is now the biggest IT recruitment site on the planet. Yeah. But they had to go through that real nail-clenching, buttock-clenching, we're going to, you know, halve our revenues and, you know, shred our profits until we get there. But they got there, whereas computing never made it.
Yeah.
And you see that with so many local newspapers as well. And local newspapers were totally dependent on two types of advertising, jobs and houses. And when they both went online, the newspapers didn't respond. They tried to keep it in the newspaper and add a bit on the side online. And it don't work. Yeah. No. But you're right, though, Bruce. The thing is, I think it's a much easier call if you can see the numbers. If you can see the numbers, if you can see what's happening in your business, if you can see what's going on, it's there in black and white in front of you that says, we can't just let this keep going because we're in trouble here.
Absolutely, yeah.
But it's in my opinion, and I want to know what your feelings are about this, the government keep telling us, and I've been involved in a couple of government projects looking at this, that we have really poor productivity, which we do in the UK. I've got some thoughts and feelings on why we have poor productivity, and it's not all about productivity. Some of it's the measurement tool is a bit out of date. But outside of that, I really do think it's because so many businesses haven't adopted the right tools to be more productive.
Absolutely. I think it's that productivity starts with the tools and the systems that you have in place to help you to achieve a higher productivity.
Yeah.
It also goes hand in hand with training. You know, you can't expect someone to sit them in front of a computer with an amazing system that they don't understand to be productive on.
Yeah.
So it goes hand in hand with training our staff as well into the culture we want in our business because that culture differs from business to business at the same time.
Yeah.
For me, productivity might be if someone works 90% of the time, and for someone else, it might be when they work 60% of the time. So, again, it depends on how we want to measure it within our business.
Yeah.
But I think the tools we as a company put in place for our staff and employees to work with is what's going to help. And certainly systems is one of those tools that helps us because it streamlines what we do. It minimizes any kind of potential human errors we might have in there. And of course, you know, it gives us that immediate information when we need it, whether we need to build a report quickly or whether it's just squirted out to us in some form or way, but it's available to us. And I think that helps increase the productivity within companies.
What do you think is the blocker for the low uptake and the low adoption of those kind of things?
I think very often one of the problems is the cost.
Yep.
I think very often some of the SME companies that need to make these changes can't see how investing X amount of money is going to solve a problem for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's difficult because it's so difficult to try and convince someone. Again, this is where it comes in with companies that's very well established and changing big systems. Yeah. It's a huge thing for someone to do. You know, it's a long process. It disrupts the office. It disrupts the staff. People get upset about things changing. They're not sure what's going on. And yes, that immediate point, productivity dips because it goes down before it goes up.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and that's how it works. So I think very often someone, or for some of the companies I certainly deal with, just don't want to take that step because the disruption is too much for them compared to what they currently have. It's like, I can rather carry on doing what I do rather than take 3 months out of my kind of system to be able to implement something that's really going to work for me.
Yeah, it's the classic frog in boiling water,
that's
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm not too hot yet, so I'm just going to sit here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's a shame, isn't it? It's fear. Basically, it's fear of change and it's not understanding what you're looking at.
Yeah.
And it's also the cost, you know. And that's very similar across the board with any technology, isn't it? If you're not from a technological background, and people are trying to sell you things, whether it's a website or a piece of software or an app, you have no idea of the value of that or the cost of that or you know, what you're getting for your money.
Yeah.
You know, if any of you have run a business when you're not technical and you've gone and asked for a quote to have a website built, you could get a quote anything from 50 quid to 50,000 quid for the same thing. Yeah.
Don't you think that's where it's important that the company that is selling it know your business well enough to be able to basically show you the benefits of what you're going to get from doing it. And also something else here is change.
Yeah.
You've got to know how to manage change, and that's a science in itself.
Absolutely. And this is Anthony from Fresh Education. You're absolutely right, Anthony. It's both of those things, isn't it? It's being able to prove a return on investment.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might have to even explain what a return on investment is to a lot of small businesses, but it's about being... But even so, I mean, I can give you examples of big corporations that have argued over this. You know, in my background in banking, I did a project once with Cable and Wireless, and the bank and Cable and Wireless were doing a joint venture product, and it fell apart because the bank's ROI hurdles were 5 years and Cable and Wireless's were 28 years or 29 years, yeah, because they're used to having cable laying ships and all kinds of nonsense, and we're just going, nah, you know, sell it at 3% and charge them 6%. It's easy, yeah. So you're right. You're absolutely right. It's about understanding return on investment. It's also about managing change. Which we're incredibly bad at and scared by. Change is scary for
it's
people.
It's probably one of the biggest factors in changing software,
yeah,
is that fear of changing what we are doing. It's kind of trying to manage that, trying to ease it, trying to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah.
But there is still always that fear of change, especially when someone is changing huge systems around.
Yeah, intimated at it earlier with it, though, when talking about Blockbuster and things like that.
Yeah.
It's not only a fear of change, it's actually not being too sure what to change to.
You don't know.
Yeah. What do I change to? You know, where do I go? You know, I sell videotapes. How do I get out of that? I sell videotapes. I've got loads of real estate, you know, that sells videotapes.
And also, one of our biggest things that we always say is, you know, you can go and ask the marketplace, what do they want now? If you'd done your market research, they would have told you they still want to come in to the shop and have the experience of Blockbusters. At 0 point would they have said, I want you to send it, because actually Netflix isn't as it was now. They used to, if you remember, it was Love Films, used to send it through the post.
Yeah.
So actually, the marketplace, if you'd done your market research, you would not have changed.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. Mm. At what point do you become the trailblazer?
Yeah.
But there is a point then that actually you go, actually the marketplace is changing, and that's where I love the figures part. So I'm actually going to follow and not be a trailblazer. That can still save your business.
Yeah.
You know, your business, Nokia didn't go out of business the day the iPhone got launched.
No, absolutely.
It did not. Blockbusters did not go out of business the day that Netflix went to them and said, would you like to buy our business? They didn't. It took time. Mm. Woolworths didn't just go bust overnight.
Mm. Yeah.
So there are things, there are indicators, there are signposts that we actually go, right, okay, but do we see them? Mm. Because actually what we've got on a blinkers then.
And you make the wrong call.
Of course you do.
And you make the wrong call. And you're absolutely right, Bird. And coming back to the whole Nokia-Apple thing as well, of course, is that the reason Nokia didn't go with smartphones is nobody wanted one. Yeah, when they asked everyone, they went, I don't want a £1,000 phone.
That's right.
You're mad. Yeah.
That's right.
And when Apple launched it, they didn't launch it knowing that people wanted a smartphone, a computer in their pocket. They launched it making you have one. Yeah.
That's right.
Apple's entire pressure with this is, we're going to make a product that we're going to make you want. Yeah. It's just like their computers. Yeah. Their computers are vastly too expensive for what they are, but they make you want it because they look pretty and they look nice. They are not Windows and, you know.
The box takes 8 seconds to open.
Yeah.
Every box. It's that experience from the minute you unwrap. It's how the wrapping is. It's a whole romance of the experience. It isn't just the product that you're getting.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of business is about inventing products that people don't know they want and making them want them.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. So, Bruce, what are you up to next? Where's Oasis going next?
I'm involved trying to be involved with the Kent Digital Meetups.
Right, okay.
So tomorrow in Maidstone is the next Kent Digital Meetup, and there is a talk about why businesses should only upload their content to YouTube rather than all the other platforms. And David Proud is doing the talk, and I've been invited to be on the panel as the counter to that, because we put a lot of content out on video, but we use a lot of portals.
Interesting.
I don't just use one portal.
No.
So I'm by no means a marketer or anything like that. However, I'm going to give him a good run for his money, because For me, if I just had to do that, I would certainly not get the engagement I'm currently getting. So I would like to, you know, see what it's all about.
Very quickly, I'm the worst person with that. I detest video. Yeah. I never watch video. I can't. If I Google something and it's a video, for God's sake, just write it down so that I can follow the instructions. I don't want to keep rewinding. Yeah, I'm slow. Yeah. I'm really slow. I just want to read the instructions 9 times before I put the screw in.
That's why they put captions on video.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm
still
too
have
slow.
To stop and start. Yeah, so you're not a visual learner.
No, I'm really not. I'm really not. I detest videos. My eldest son, Jamie, is completely rebuilding a manor house in France from scratch using YouTube videos. Yeah. You're mad. You're insane. You can't possibly do that. Well, watch me.
Watch me, yeah.
Bruce, the event, the Kent Digital Meetup, is in Maidstone. So
it's in Maidstone.
Is it at Business Terrace?
No, but the 4 Degrees Bar.
Oh, okay.
In the Star Arcade,
Yeah.
Half past 6 till 9 o'clock.
Yep.
But I'm also doing an actual talk at the Kent Digital Meetup for Ashford at the Ashford Picture House, which I want to say is the 18th of March. And I'm doing a talk about gamification. And how I've used gamification in my in our business to get engagement from the audience out there. So how do we take our software that supposedly is boring and bring it to an entertaining way to the audience out there, so we can engage people in what we do?
Fantastic! Give us a shout for your website so people can find out more about it.
So website is www.o-a-sys.co.uk, and you'll find a lot of stuff on there, a lot of information on the events page, especially. I would like to invite any listeners who would like to come along to the payroll seminar. Places are free. Come and see what we do. Come and see how we tackle this important payroll issue. Any bookings welcome. So go head on over to the website and do that.
Fantastic. There is a link on the Business Radio website. That will be there forever. Bruce, for the moment, thank you so much for that. We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom. When we come back, we've got two more fascinating guests to talk to and some more stuff from Twitter, I'm sure. Let's join the newsroom.